I think all welfare rescues and charities and pounds can feel the pinch this year in particular, and we sure have. With the veterinary bills rising and the cost of electricity and the cost of living overall has put a lot of pressure on our services and centre. And what springs to our mind is each dog that comes in, it costs on average about 400 per dog, and that's covering neutering, vaccination and what have you. One dog in particular costs us over $2,500. With an ear infection called Pseudomonas, which we never heard of until this dog came into our hands. And it was quite a costly procedure, and that's the kind of risk each welfare rescue centre takes on per dog. Is there any underlying severe health issues that need addressing? And if that is the case, we at Leitrim Animal Welfare would make sure the health is fully addressed, that the new owner knows everything about the medication that may be needed going forward, and more importantly, that dogs are well-roundedly cared for before they leave our centre. But this comes at a huge cost, and as I mentioned, with the cost of living going up, it is becoming very, very difficult to financially manage the cost per dog. And I'm sure every other rescue is feeling the same.
And Megan, this is on the day that it is as well, I guess your thoughts even more so turn to Christine Coulson, and who is the founder of your centre. And I guess, why don't you just tell us a little bit about Christine and what this day kind of would mean to her?
Yeah, so this day in particular is quite a special day, especially to talk about the beloved Christine Coulson, our founder here at Leitrim Animal Welfare. Today in particular is the feast day of St. Francis, who was the patron saint of animals, as well as World Animal Day. And St. Francis was a saint that Christine used to call on quite regularly when we'd have sick animals here at Leitrim Animal Welfare, to the point where Christine would take them into her home and give them all around 24-hour care. And she swore by St. Francis that he was the one that helped these animals. So it's quite a blessing and really nice to speak about Christine on such a day like this. So Christine, overall, she played a pivotal role in changing animal welfare in Ireland, as she, in 1997, set up her own animal rescue called Leitrim Animal Welfare Trust. And with this, she fought tooth and nail with government, and she lobbied and persisted and challenged the government to change animal welfare in terms of dogs entering the pounds and leaving the pounds in Ireland. And the figures of it was quite high in terms of dogs being unnecessarily euthanized after 5 days entering the pounds. And she witnessed this with her own eyes, and she found it quite shocking and traumatizing. So that's what drove her to basically open up her own dog pound. So in 2003, Christine was granted Leitrim's first dog pound. And it's the first pound in Ireland that operates as both a pound and an animal rescue. And they work in correlation, but they work separately. And in simple terms, what that means is when a dog legally in Ireland enters a pound, it has 5 days to be reclaimed by its owner. And if the dog isn't reclaimed after 5 days, the dog was typically euthanized. And Christine was the first pound in Ireland to operate a no-kill policy. So what that meant is when a dog entered the pound, after 5 days, it then was transferred to Leitrim Animal Welfare, where dogs were then rehabilitated, trained, neutered, and most importantly, loved before they found their forever homes. And Christine has been caring for animals and working in this line of animal welfare for over 26 years. And she dedicated her whole life to it, to the point where up until she went into hospital a couple of weeks ago, she was working, still working, never wanted to retire. And the love, drive and the passion for animal welfare is what kept her going. And Christine was very, very proud of the fact that just gone by this weekend, we won Charity of the Year by the local Pet Awards. In 2022, we won Burns Charity of the Year as well. So in the past couple of years, and most importantly, just a weekend before she passed away, she got to know that all her hard work and achievements were being recognised. And that's what she was very proud of. So as well as looking after animals, Christine also fostered children for many years and gave both children and animals a complete... We all see in the animal welfare world that children and animals are voiceless and vulnerable. And these are two areas that Christine took on wholeheartedly. And whenever Christine did something, it was done immaculately and 100%, and she gave it her all in everything she did.